Perek Yud Aleph. A new melacha. Melechet Toifa. Sewing. The melacha from Toifa is not only sewing. The melacha from Toifa is to go and tie together two items. Taking two materials and sewing is the melacha because one has joined together two items. Since you joined it together with sewing, it's considered the melacha, because the sewing holds it together. But who adds in if you join it together with glue? Because the joiners is the problem. Not the sewing is the problem. The join, if you take two sheets or two materials, we'll learn other things about Hashem soon, the joining it together is the melacha. Let's see inside. Hatoifa shtei yiriot zu lezu. Chayev mishum malachas toifa. A person goes and sews together two sheets, two materials together, is chayev mishum toifa, because he has joined together two objects. Base. Metichat chot hatfila. To go and strengthen the stitches. Yiriyah hatfurash niframa, but even she'ain be yiriyot mehudakot zu lezu, she'ain ha yiriyot mehudakot zu lezu, v'atfira nearest benem. One has already sewn together two materials, but the stitches opened up, and the two materials are now separated one from each other, in a way that one can see the stitches in between the materials. Let's say one has got a hem from a beged, and the hem has opened up. It's not completely open. It's in a way that the string is able to be seen in between the two parts of the material. The person wants to know if he can pull the string, and in that way, the material will get stuck one to each other. That is usher to do on Shabbos. Also lachoyz b'roish achut ulemoitchi amanot la'adek at ha'tfira bo'is ha'ken chayev chatos mishum melechas tefer. That means, even if one doesn't use a needle and thread, the needle is not needed, and the thread has already been there. But the beged itself comes a bit loose. The two parts, the two materials come loose. Same things will be other things. And you go and make it, strengthen it by pulling the string, you're also chayiv mishum toifa, because the melacha is not putting in the string. The melacha is to go and put together two parts. Now, with the pulling of the string, you're putting together the two parts. Therefore, you're chayiv chatos. A person does that on Shabbos. This is some things which people do not know. That the melacha from Toifa is not only to go and thread it, to put the thread inside it. To go and pull it, to make it strong, is also a melacha from Toifa. Gimel, metirat tfirat kaftor shinis roifa for. The same thing if you want to go and pull strong a button which came loose. Kaftor shinis roifa for, tfirosei. The same as we learned before, that one's not allowed to go and strengthen the string in order to go and put two materials together. The same thing if one's got a button, and the button came loose. So now the button is not joined well to the beged. So he wants to pull the string and make it strongly stuck onto the beged. That is also to do that on Shabbos and Chayev Chatos. Maybe. Because what's he doing? He is putting together the button with the beged. The same as pulling the string and making the two materials get stuck together. The same thing, if a person goes and cuts the string, and the button will fall off the beged. The same thing, what he's done an Issa from Mat. He's done an Issa from Korea. The opposite from Toifa is Korea. The person goes and sews. Korea is to cut the sewing. So the person goes and opens, cuts the button. He's opening, he's doing the Issa from Korea, which is also an Issa min HaToira. If he's not doing mechanical, maybe he's going and doing demolishing. He's not doing something chiyuvi. But if he does something chiyuvi, then it'd be chayiv min haToira if he goes and tears it. Oh, that's what he says here. The footnote, he says, not only if one goes and joins and takes off the button, what will happen if the button has already fallen? And it's left the strings next to the let's say it's a shirt, let's say it's a sweater. The button has got not there anymore, and you've got still the strings. And you want to take off the strings. That is also a malacha from Korea, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, because you had this string was joined together to the beggar, then you're taking it away. So you're doing Korea. The opposite from Taifa. The same as if a person will put these strings to the button, will be Chayav Mishum Taifa. If he takes away the strings, even though the button has fallen already, he's Chayav Mishum Kayreya. That is a bit of a chidush because he didn't join anything together. He joined only the string. He didn't join the button. The button's already gone. But we look as if the button is still there. He's Chayav Mishum. The Kopon is also to do it. Mishum Kayreya. To take away the string itself. Oh. Ole'enyan levishas begazeh b'mokom she'ein boyeruv. To wear this begaz in a place where there's no eruv, in b'masha nechtav b'perek o'isa b'din ha'itzah. It's a problem b'hilchus ha'itzah to carrying on Shabbos a button or something like that which is waiting to go and be detached. Because it doesn't come a part of the beggar anymore, therefore it's also to go out with it in a place where there's no eruv. After the hechos haitzah, maybe there is a remedy for this. Metichat sroch bekavoy meilim ubigdei tinoikus. Seif dalet. Mota limtoyach srochim hamushcholim bekavoy meilim. One's allowed to go and pull the string strong, tighten the string. Now, even though we learned before that to go and tighten a string which is loose, you chayev mishum toifa, because you're making the two garments together, making the two materials go together. So one could think that if one has a string which is threaded into a hat from a child, you have it sometimes in the hoods from the me'ilim, from the coat. Sometimes you have it in some begodim, you have some sort of a string which is threaded inside it. You have it in the hat, or in the gabayim, in the socks. Now, you have a string which goes in it. You want to pull the string in order it should be more strong onto the body of the person. Shouldn't be so loose that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Because one is not doing a joinage of two materials, two garments. You're not joining two things. You're just making it stronger on the goof. The Issa from Taifa is to join two items, two materials. Here you're not joining two materials, it's allowed. There is a bit of a problem. It says, look in the footnote, because the Mishnah Berurah is except mashma not like that. But the Achrayni Poskei Zmanein wants to say the Mishnah Berurah is not speaking about such a case. Mishnah Berurah is speaking about something like a sleeve cuff. A person wants to join it together with the string, the cuffs. So you've got two parts of the material you want to put together, then it may be offer. Nissim Bechlau wants to say that we're talking about something which you're making a pleated skirt, and you want to join the pleat together in a way that will stay together forever. That's the problem. But in such a case, everybody says you're allowed to do it, to go and strengthen the thread which is inside the hood or something compared to it.